The Kingdom of Ai, Chapter 14, Beauty City. Your heart grew arrogant because of your beauty. After a few hours of walking, the group drew near to the most beautiful sight they had ever seen in the Kingdom of Ai. It was the stunningly exquisite entry gates of Beauty City. The magnificent gates sparkled in the afternoon sun, and the entire group of seekers stood in awe of the sight. An elegantly painted sign positioned above the gates read, "Welcome to Beauty City. Look at me and admire my beauty." "These gates are even more beautiful than those of the City of Wealth and Luxury," Mr. Rich observed. "And those were outstanding," David recalled. The city's entrance was protected by a squadron of guards dressed in gold and black uniforms who stood at rigid attention. They were magnificently garbed from the top of their tightly fitted caps to the shine of their patent leather boots. "State your business in Beauty City," one of the guards barked. "We are travelers just passing through. We have no intention of staying in your city, but we request permission to cross the city on the main highway," Timothy replied. "Granted," the guard replied tersely. The squadron marched backwards in perfect unison as the gates swung inward to allow the group to enter the city. As they walked down the main thoroughfare of Beauty City, the group was astonished at the pristine appearance of everything they laid their eyes upon. The landscaping was impeccable. Not a blade of grass was out of place or a dead leaf to be found anywhere. Everywhere they turned, they saw flowers bursting with color and fragrance. The architecture of the buildings was undeniably the most elegant of any city they had visited. But the most stunning sight of all was the people. They could hardly believe their eyes. The seekers found themselves gaping at the residents of Beauty City. They stared shamelessly at the fashionably dressed crowds that sauntered down the city sidewalks as if they were on a fashion show runway. Suddenly, as if experiencing a moment of unwelcome revelation, Jody and Mary glanced down at their own clothes and then at each other and grimaced with embarrassment. Stephen noticed immediately that everyone he could see in Beauty City looked young and athletic, without a wrinkle or an extra pound, and sported the latest fashions and hairstyles. He chuckled to himself. He remembered people he left behind in the City of Respectability who tried hard to look that good, but without much success. Ray watched groups of young women parade by, turning his head to follow them as they walked. "I have never seen so many beautiful women in my whole life," he explained. Ben elbowed his younger brother in the ribs and whispered, "You probably shouldn't say that out loud." "But it's true," Ray protested. "We should keep moving," Timothy encouraged. The group had slowed to a complete stop as they ogled the passersby. They began moving again, just as a well-dressed older woman joined them on the highway, walking in the same direction. "Well, it's obvious you are not from around here," the lady said, as she sized them up with a frown. "No, we are not. We are just passing through." "And yourself?" Stephen asked politely. "I was just here for a few hours visiting my younger sister, who's a resident of Beauty City. I lived here some years ago, but the beauty police made sure I moved on at the appropriate time," she said with a sarcastic tone. "What do you mean when you say the beauty police made you move on?" Jody asked her. The woman threw back her head and laughed. "You obviously don't know anything about this crazy place, do you?" Jody shook her head. "Well, allow me to educate you about Beauty City while we walk," she said with a wry smile. "My name is Francesca, by the way." Jody and Mary introduced themselves and the others nodded to her. Francesca began her narrative about Beauty City. "In a few minutes, we will be passing through the center of the city where you will see a massive temple which houses the idol of beauty. People sacrifice everything they own to this idol. Both men and women bring all their money, time, possessions, food, unborn children to sacrifice on that altar so the worshiper can gain permanent residence, or so they think, in Beauty City. In exchange for their sacrifices, the new citizens receive cosmetic surgery, beauty treatments of every imaginable variety, gym memberships, and personal trainers who work with them continually to sculpt their bodies to please the idol that they all worship day and night. The group listened in astonished silence to Francesca's revelations as they walked. They were passing by a resort area with multiple swimming pools as she continued her account of Beauty City. As you can tell, the residents here love to show off their bodies and wear clothing that emphasizes their physical assets. She motioned toward the swimming pools, where men and women alike could be seen strutting around, snapping photos of themselves and one another. They love, more than anything, the chance to wear as little clothing as possible and to uncover their well-muscled physiques and expose them for all to see. Their pride in their physical appearance is obvious, and they're constantly applauded by their admirers. Here's a bit of trivia for you. This place has more mirrors per capita than any other city. The only ones that come close are Narcissus and Celebrity, because all the residents here love looking at themselves in the mirror and admiring their own beauty. Rather disgusting, isn't it? No one responded to her question, and Francesca continued her monologue. You asked about the beauty police, she said to Jody. There is a hyper-vigilant band of beauty police who patrol the city, keeping a watchful eye on all the citizenry. If the beauty police spot anyone slipping in the beauty standards required of all residents, they quickly round them up, drag them straight to boot camp, where they undergo rigorous physical workouts and are half-starved. If the rigors of boot camp yield the desired physical results, the citizens are released back to their homes and are allowed to remain in Beauty City on a probationary basis. But these borderline individuals are monitored closely, and they live in constant fear of being booted out of Beauty City. For this reason, many engage in self-destructive behaviors like vomiting all their food after eating it to make sure they don't gain any weight. But those who don't uphold the standards of physical beauty required by the priests who safeguard the idol of beauty are banished. The police quickly and quietly escort them outside the city limits, forbidding them to return. Fortunately for me, I had a friend in the beauty police force, and he informed me that I was on the banishment list, so I left before they came looking for me. Another rather disturbing practice of the beauty police has to do with older residents of Beauty City, upon whom cosmetic surgery no longer produces a pleasing result. They are secretly rounded up in the middle of the night and driven straight to Elderly City, where they are dumped off at the gate without even a word. This is done intentionally under the veil of darkness so as not to disturb the ambiance of Beauty City. Hardly anyone ever notices they are gone because the residents here are so consumed with themselves they scarcely ever pay attention to anyone else. That, in a nutshell, is Beauty City, she concluded. Just as Francesca finished her account of the goings-on in Beauty City, the group entered the city center. The massive temple she had described stood imposingly before them. Do you want to go in and see the idol of beauty? Francesca asked, as the group stopped to gaze at the exquisite architecture of the temple. Not at all, answered Stephen. We are just passing through and not sightseeing. Suit yourself, Francesca said, but it is fascinating in a sickening kind of way. We'll pass on that, Timothy said. As the seekers resumed walking, two handsome young men approached the group. Looking directly at Mary and Jody, one of them said, Would you two lovely young ladies be interested in becoming residents of Beauty City? You could easily qualify with your good looks, and with our help, you would receive everything you need, from the latest fashions to all the beauty treatments necessary to live in our outstanding city. Stephen glanced at the two girls as the expressions on their faces changed from initial shock at the young man's words to a flush of embarrassment. Jody did not say a word in response, but Mary stuttered, what exactly are you saying? I am saying, the young man began, as he boldly drew close to Mary, looked deeply into her eyes, and took hold of her hand, that you are lovely, and you deserve to become a citizen of Beauty City, and we are willing to help you do that. Jody grabbed Mary's other hand, pulled her away from the man's grip, and said firmly, let's get out of here, Mary. This is a trap. Stephen and Timothy stepped in between Mary and the two young men and told them to step away. We are leaving Beauty City, Timothy told them, and no one in our group is interested in becoming a citizen here. Why don't you let the young lady decide for herself? The man said brashly, with his eyes locked on Mary, who was still returning his gaze. Tell them, Mary, Jody insisted, while keeping a grip on her hand. Mary stuttered. I'm headed somewhere else, she replied to the young man. There is no city as glamorous as Beauty City, and this is where you belong. Don't let someone else decide for you, the young man urged her. Mary finally broke away from his gaze and began walking with Jody, still gripping her hand. I'm leaving, she mumbled. The group began moving quickly, heading toward the city limits. Francesca trailed along, chattering away as she walked. Those two guys are originally from the city of Flattery and are among the best salesmen in the city, Francesca told them. They have convinced many an unsuspecting young woman to apply for citizenship in Beauty City. I am frankly amazed you were able to reject their advances, she said to Mary. Most people find them too hard to resist. By the way, where is it you people are headed anyway? Francesca asked. We are headed to the City of Grace, Stephen said, with our ultimate destination being the Kingdom of I Am. Have you ever heard of it? The only thing I've heard about the City of Grace is that when people go there, they undergo some sort of mystical change and are never heard from again. That sounds dangerous to me, so I have no intention of ever visiting such a place. I have enough of my own problems trying to survive in the Village of Envy, which is where I ended up after being banished from Beauty City, Francesca lamented. Where's the Village of Envy? Timothy asked her. It's just a few miles up the road. Conveniently situated between Beauty City and Celebrity City, she said. With that location, the citizens of Envy can focus their discontent and ill will toward the beautiful people on the one side and the famous on the other by being wedged in between those lovely metropolises. That sounds unpleasant, Thomas commented. Have you lived there long? I have lived there for almost 5 years, and I wouldn't recommend it to anyone. And I'll tell you why, she said. No one interrupted her as she began her commentary about the Village of Envy. The town motto of the Village of Envy is, I want what you have, and it's not fair that you have it and I don't. That sums up how the people there think about everything. One of their favorite pastimes is peering over the walls of Celebrity City and Beauty City and discussing the comings and goings. When they're not doing that, they spend their days reading gossip tabloids. Evenings are spent watching TV shows, examining the lives of their famous neighbors. All of the paparazzi, who are known for chasing the beautiful people for a photo or a video, reside in the Village of Envy. You could say the entire population of Envy is torn between possessing a morbid fascination with the lives of their famous neighbors and having an intense resentment of them. The people who live in Envy are never happy with their own lives, so, as you can probably imagine, it's not a pleasant place to live, she concluded. It was not long before the group drew near to the Village of Envy. The main highway passed outside of the town, so there was no need for the seekers to enter its borders. They bid goodbye to Francesca as she arrived at the entrance of her adopted hometown and watched as the city gates closed behind her.